So if you want to sell an industrial control panel in the European Economic Area, well, your equipment needs a passport.
Right, a very strict passport.
Exactly. But unlike human customs, European border agents, they don't really care who you are. They care about things like electromagnetic radiation, voltage thresholds, and machine safety.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing this deep dive today.
Right, this deep dive is tailored specifically for you. We are unpacking the source material on CE marking for industrial control panels.
Because that CE mark, I mean, it is entirely non-negotiable. It's the only way to prove your panel complies with mandatory EU safety, health, and environmental standards.
And it's not just paperwork, right?
No, not at all. Navigating this legal framework, well, the law actually directly dictates the physical design and the literal physics of your panel.
And I guess the rules of the road really start with voltage thresholds. Like, the sources point out that the moment your panel crosses 50 volts AC, you instantly trigger the low voltage directive, or the LVD.
Yep, exactly 50 volts.
Which makes a lot of sense from a biological standpoint, you know? Right around 50 volts is where human skin resistance actually starts to break down.
Oh, yeah, that's where the electrical current gets potentially lethal.
Right.
And hitting that biological threshold, it fundamentally alters how you have to lay out the box. Because once you're dealing with those voltages, you're not just protecting operators from physical shocks.
You're also generating a ton of electromagnetic noise.
Exactly. Which brings you right into the crosshairs of the EMC directive. Plus, you know, looking ahead to 2027, the new machinery regulations coming into play.
Oh, right. The one bringing software and AI-driven safety systems under the same scrutiny.
Yep. It's going to be intense.
So I want to look at how these directives apply during a practical build. Because, well, if I put a standalone, fully CE-marked control panel inside my custom manufacturing machine, the whole machine is just good to go, right?
No. That is actually a highly dangerous assumption.
Wait, really? But the panel already has the mark?
Sure, but a standalone panel is certified for its own isolated operation. The second you integrate it, I mean, you've created an entirely new environment.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the machine builder has to CE mark the entire assembled unit. The panel's compliance doesn't just, like, project a magical aura of safety over the surrounding hardware.
It has to be assessed as one cohesive unit.
Exactly. And that systemic view is where a lot of first-time designs fail, actually.
Specifically when it comes to electromagnetic compatibility, right, or EMC. Because you're not just bolting metal together, you are trying to manage these complex, invisible electromagnetic fields.
Well, first-time failures there are notorious. It's like having a really noisy roommate.
You need some intense soundproofing to keep it contained.
Right, you need electrical soundproofing. To pass EMC testing, you really have to plan your grounding architecture from day one.
And the sources have some really actionable physical requirements for that, like using zinc-plated backplates.
Yeah, zinc-plated backplates, 360-degree shielded cable terminations, and serrated washers.
Those serrated washers are mechanically crucial because, I mean, standard industrial paint is a highly effective electrical insulator.
Yeah, if you just bolt a ground wire over a painted surface, you won't actually have a circuit.
Right, the teeth of the serrated washer physically bite through the paint and into the bare metal below.
Exactly. It establishes that continuous conductive path.
Because without a low impedance ground, any errant electrical noise just broadcasts straight out of your panel like it's a giant radio antenna.
Yeah, the grounding physically traps the interference inside the enclosure where it belongs.
Makes sense.
And, you know, the physical design rules extend to ergonomics, too, like the EN standards have very strict guidelines to prevent human error during an emergency.
Oh, right. Like how you are explicitly forbidden from using a red and yellow handle on a normal isolator switch if it's placed right next to a genuine emergency stop button.
Exactly. Because in a high-stress, panic situation, muscle memory and visual contrast are literally all you have.
You definitely can't have an operator grabbing the wrong handle while a machine is actively malfunctioning.
No, you really can't. So, assuming a designer has managed their electromagnetic fields and, you know, locked down the physical ergonomics, they have to officially cross the finish line.
Right. How do they actually formalize this compliance?
Well, you compile a comprehensive technical file. And this isn't just a quick checklist, right? It's basically the engineering DNA of your panel.
It holds all the risk assessments, schematics, test reports, and your EU Declaration of Conformity.
Exactly. And legally, you must retain that file for 10 years.
Wow, 10 years. That's a long time.
It is. Though on a practical note for cross-border operations, the UKCA update means Great Britain currently accepts CE-marked goods indefinitely.
which gives engineers a bit of breathing room when designing for the UK.
Yeah, definitely.
But wait, I see a lot of builders try to bypass the extensive testing required for that technical file by taking a shortcut.
Let me guess, the old assembly myth.
Yeah, they'll just buy a bunch of individual components that are already CE marked, wire them together inside a generic enclosure, and call it a day. Declare the whole box compliant.
Oh yeah, people try that all the time.
Why doesn't the compliance just carry over from the parts to the whole?
Because individual parts interact in highly unpredictable ways. When you route high-voltage cables right next to sensitive communication wires, well, you introduce new variables.
Or place multiple heat-generating components side by side.
Exactly. Radiated emission stack. Heat buildup degrades insulation.
Mm-hmm.
The myth that, like, CE part plus CE part equals a CE system, it completely ignores the physics of interference.
Right. The assembled panel behaves so differently than the sum of its isolated parts.
100%.
Which brings us to the core takeaway for you as a listener. Compliance isn't just a sticker you slap on at the end of the line.
No, it is a holistic, system-wide safety philosophy.
You are designing to mitigate both the complex physics of your components and the foreseeable misuse by human operators.
Right. It requires anticipating how every wire, washer, and switch interacts in a literal worst-case scenario.
And as we look toward those 2027 machinery regulation updates, we want to leave you with a final provocative thought to mull over.
Yeah, because we know how to ground a physical wire to stop a physical hazard, right?
Exactly. But when AI-driven safety systems enter the mix, how will engineers guarantee and document the compliance of the control panel when the software making the safety decisions is constantly learning, adapting, and changing behavior on the fly?
Good luck getting that through customs.